Yeah, hi there. These comments are for Sakanya. This is Michael from bettertoefl-scores.com. I found your essay by accident here. Hey, make sure you email me. Let me know when you do a writing assignment, and I'll get on it right away. Sometimes the website doesn't always let me know. But anyway, I'm looking at it. So first of all, you have a good thesis in the beginning, and I'm going to read it. And you might want to go to where you wrote the essay so you can look at it. It says, studying in the university, the dormitory is necessary because students can live within the university, which is very convenient. You can't really say that. You could say maybe when studying in the university or when a student studies in the university, the dormitory is necessary. So that's kind of like a misplaced modifier. That's a grammatical error because studying doesn't really modify dormitory. Let's keep going. Consideration to choose a roommate is very important. If I can choose a roommate, the important qualities that I want are, I wouldn't say of a good roommate. You've already said roommate before. So the important qualities are honesty, cleanliness, and make the noun form friendliness. There are three reasons why I think that way. Don't say that. You don't need that. That doesn't do anything to help your writing but take up space. But you've already included your thesis, which is good. Get rid of the last line. There are three reasons why I think that way. You don't want to worry about that. You probably do need a longer introduction than what you have. So you might think of a funny quote or a saying or something that you can put in there before your thesis to kind of get the reader interested in your ideas. So, second paragraph, you say first reason. I would say first, not just if you say the first reason is that you'd have to say, but just say first, honesty is very important for people to be together. Since a roommate is a person who we have to live with, I would not put so there because you already have sense. My roommate should be honest. For example, in real life, I do not stay in dormitory all the time. If I have to go elsewhere, I do not want to be paranoid that my possessions, such as my assets, books, and materials, will be lost. It will be harmful if my roommate steals my stuff. I think stuff is an uncount noun. My roommate should be a reliable person. I would use the word trustworthy here as opposed to reliable. Because you're focusing on honesty, right? I would say trustworthy would be more similar to the idea of honest. You say, second, I want to have a roommate who is tidy and clean. I do not want to come back and see that my room is dirty and cluttered. I want everything to be in the right place. I cannot stand if my room is messy, such as, I wouldn't say do not, I would say such as unwashed dishes after eating. Or throwing dirty clothes everywhere. I want someone who is the way I am. Finally, I would say, I want a roommate who is considerate to others. I wouldn't say each other, just say considerate to others. I remember that when I was in nursing school, my roommate usually brought friends and made noise at night. I felt frustrated, but I could not tell her because it would have ruined our relationship. From that experience, I do not want a roommate who does not care about me. All right, that's okay. In conclusion, a roommate is a person we have to deal with every day. It is important if we have a good roommate who we can trust, who is clean, and we can get along well with. All right, I think that's pretty good. So, you have a few grammatical errors I've pointed out. Probably vocabulary is a little bit weak. You could probably improve your vocabulary more. So with some simple vocabulary usage and some grammatical problems, probably you could have a bit of a longer introduction in there. I'm going to say your score right now. I'm going to say 4.0 out of 5. I wouldn't give it much higher than that. So you probably have to make a few improvements before you can get higher than a 4.0 out of 5. So you'll be pretty close to 20, I don't know, maybe 22, 23 points. 24 points will be harder, I think, to get based on your writing right now. So obviously, you need to go, if you haven't done this already, but spend some time, Sakanya, in my grammar lessons, and particularly, on that last lesson, I have a link of a website you go to, and you can practice grammar, writing, and research exercises, especially focus on the grammar and the writing exercise. I think you probably can improve your editing a little bit, and you'll make fewer mistakes if you practice. Anyway, good to hear from you, and thank you for taking the practice test.